Beginning the Quran Daf Masech Zivam Taf Tazayin. Beginning with base. Beginning with Master. Beginning with the Gemara. Birchon and the Savri Ami. They both say, "Im kama gerim min haTamudim." We don't accept comments from Tamudim. Now, Tosfos Tam, it's a wonder. Hechapol Birchon. I got another. We just said there was one of the three testimonies. A Chag of the Prophet said Rabbi Birchon is coming to disagree with him. So it says, "B'shem Mizr Birchon, Rabbi Birchon held Shalom Chagim Olim that he held that he never said this, and therefore it wasn't problematic his statement." With next Tais Masel, the beginning of the Gemara Kapasik, but Tani, it was just said unspecified, and therefore for the Matamid, I would say that's even with Tamid, which Tais says, it's a wonder. Maybe it's except with Tamid, because I mean, if I come in the Gitna, we say the first pack in Gitna, above Menal, below, we say Labarman bubble means except a bubble, so therefore, why are we assuming a Philip Matamid? We continue with next Tais Masel, the beginning of the Gemara, it's not a difficulty, it's Machalik Timurah, which Tais explains, what does that mean? The Huda Sub, according to one who holds in Rabbi Yechon and in Mekam and given the Tamrid, that as we mentioned two different masses before, that you did not accept Gim from Tamrid. Lastly, but Rabbi Yechon, the Halachas of Mishnah does not hold. Rabbi Yechon holds that Halachas like Stam Mishnah, which again sounded like that one would accept Gim from Tamrid. Or you know, I mean, another person says what the Gemara means to say is Savar that he holds when it says when it comes from the non Jews, it's going to be Tar. It means Labar Mitamrid, except for Tamrid, and therefore. It's not a raya from the Mishnah, and maybe Yechli could hold like the Stam Mishnah, but he could hold that still that you're not a couple again from Tamar. As actually, as we had mentioned this idea in two Taisa before. Now, but says Taisa Mi, however, Al Koch Tzach Lemi, either way, you can still have to say that according to that opinion, the less halachic Stam Mishnah, you still have to say that he holds halach is not like a Stam Mishnah. Why? Because for a different reason. Look, Savar, because this opinion obviously holds in Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Kachavim Eved Abal Yisraelis that if the non-Jew and Eved has a relation with a Jewish woman, then applied mamzer that the child's going to be a mamzer because that's the reason why you're not kabbal gim from Tamrid. Like the Gemara explains later on, because of the Shleimo, because of the Yudah Shalayim that had relations with a non-Jew, and therefore the child's a mamzer, and therefore you cannot accept gim from them because they're not non-Jews. They're Jews who are mamzer. Now, the stamas in the we have an anonymous Mishnah Oimer condition of Zemach Bam Beis Savro Daf Lad Kosher that the child is kosher. Where do you see that? Because the Bekiva Dafket, specific according to Bekiva the Oma that we say in condition of Tevis Mechiv Elavin that since condition not Tevis by even just a negative prohibition, who Daf Mamzer Bav Kachom Eved? According to him, that's where there's a lav. That's where the child's going to be Mamzer Kemuchu Pekas or Yuchsin Nobody on the Vayin Heimer Beis. Whereas Masnit Oimer the Mishnah Oimer Tevis holds the condition of Tevis Mechiv Elavin. The condition is does take effect Mechiv Elavin because we're teaching but they call Mokum Shesh Kedushin Mishma Beiro wherever there's a condition, meaning there is condition, but it's not there. Could go in Mamzer Zvinsin Lisrael, where you see. That okay, there's a sin because of chibul avin, and the Mishnah over there is saying, but there's going to be kedushin. Obviously, the Mishnah holds kedushin is tevis by chibul avin. Then, if that's the case, a mamzer by bikachav me'eved. Therefore, then there is no mamzer for eved and bikachav. So obviously, you see that the Mishnah in the Eimer stam masnitin holds that there's no mamzer, and the therefore this amar that's saying that there is a mamzer by bikachav obviously has to hold in Rabbi Yechon that Allah is not necessarily like stam Mishnah. So either way, you have to come back to the same point. And Bimkain, like we're saying, in Mamz of Evikachav Be'eved. So obviously, that, like we're saying, there's no Mamz of Evikachav Be'eved according to that Mishnah over there, which is not like this opinion of Rabbi Yechon over here. But then the Tais is Bahadik Tani Hasim, this that the Mishnah teach over there, that Komi She'in La Olav Kedushin, that whomever that she does not have Kedushin, which she cannot get married to him, meaning Kedushin is not Taifis. Aval Yeshala Kedushin Me'alachayrim, but if there's Kedushin from others, Havlad, Mamz of the child is going to be a Mamzer. So, seemingly that's Eved and Evkechavim. So there's a contradiction in the Mishnah itself. So it says no. Hanik Mishnah Mefarshim. That's like I think more explains over there. The Ezohi, and I mean the Mishnah itself explains that. What case is that talking? But if someone has relation with one of the eyes in the Torah, that's what we're talking about. Where yes, it's only this relationship is forbidden, but for other people it would be permitted for this person to have kedushin. But loyma Evkechavim Eved. It's not referring to Evkechavim Eved. Because Avakav Tavik Chum Evan Nami Ain Law Love Kedushim Yeshalah Kedushim Alchem, although that it's only for these individuals that's forbidden, but she would have Kedushim from other people. Still, it's the Mishnah is only referring to not to Avakav Chum Evan, rather to like we said, one of the rice in the Torah, which is Chiba Krisis. Because Torah says, "Hi, Gav Nekev Gemara." We find similarly in the Gemara in many places. That it says the type of wording which would seem to include everything, which but it's only for a specific type of case, and therefore it's not a contradiction in the Mishnah itself. Now, if Avakav take not, so now it's bothered with another point. It says, okay, so you're telling me there's a stam masnitin over there, But I've got the custom machine to come in Pergamon, although there is another anonymous mission later on Pergamon that some of them is the sub that holds the Yesh Mamzer, because of Eved, that actually there is a Mamzer from Evkachavim and Eved. So when the Gemara says that, but the Rechon Seloch Stam Mishnah, the Gemara says, could have said, but this is Stam Achrina that holds that there is Mamzer Evkachavim and Eved. So why do we have to say that it's a Machlik Zemarim according to Rabbi Yechonim? So as Taisis, but Mikamakim, my Oma, the Hachstam and Hachstam. What would be better that Stam than this Stam? Because the Kai Kabna Parach Beresh Shavuos, so till we find the Gemara asked like this in the beginning Shavuot of Dal Malav, Meruban, but become itself, doesn't base it, become itself, we find many places that even though there is a Stam Mishnah that would hold like this, but still, Rabbi Yochanan should not have said Allah is like this if there's another Stam Mishnah that disagrees. Because what would make that better? And if he is still saying, not like at least this Stam Mishnah, obviously, Tremorai, Alibaj Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, the Gemara says that over here. Now, then says, Taisav Hadda Parach, this Gemara asked, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? When the Gemara asked this question, truth is, the Gemara could have asked from the anonymous Mishnah in Perikul Omer, when the Gemara is asking, that the Rebbe could really say, you don't accept Gerim from Talmud. I, the Mishnah that says, calling some of them, etc., which from there is obvious that you are becoming Gerim from Talmud. So seemingly, Tais is asking, the Gemara could have asked from the Mishnah Perikul Omer, which from the fact that Rebbe Yechonon says that you don't become a Gerim, you're not becoming Gerim from Talmud, obviously, that holds that there is a Mamzav Avikach of Me'evid. Whereas the Mishnah in Perikul Omer is obvious that there's no Mamzav Avikach of Me'evid, which what Tais was just developing before. Because we says over there, wherever this condition of era, which obviously, like we just developed this idea before, so why didn't the Gemara ask from there? The Gemara preferred to ask from the Mishnah Masechta Nida. Rabbi Yechon explicitly said, over there, he's saying that, because that's the anonymous Mishnah, that you are Mekabal Gemin Talmud. Before he says, they're not Mekabal. So if we wanted to ask directly instead of some indirect type of a question. Moreover, and especially, I mean, that's Rabbi Yechonon explicitly saying that Mekabal Gerim from Talmud, whereas here he's saying that you're not. But moreover, says there's another explanation. Masnid the Nidom, Alim et Tvelek Shemine. No, the Gemara preferred to ask from there. Why? Because from there it's obvious. That, no, the Abgacham Eved did not have relations with them. How do you see that? Which is the whole basis of why Rabbi Yechonon saying over here they did not come again from Talmud because they were Baalim. How do you see that? Because the Baalim, if they were born them, Amikis made Tahirim, then why would their stains be tar? In other words, you're right, you could ask for the Mishnah Omer, but they would be, the difficulty would only be from the fact that you're saying that Akum Evan Abal by Israel with the Vlad is Mamzer, and therefore you're not coming again from Talmud. Mishnah Omer, obvious that the Vlad is Kosher. Because they hold kedushin as tefes v'chiyah l'avin, and again that's interdependent. As I mentioned before. Now, but what the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yechonon is from the reality. He says that obviously Akam and Abadim were born them. The Mishnah Nida is obvious that they were not born them. Because if they were, then why would they their stains be tar? And then the Gemara prefers to ask from the Metzias than to ask from the halacha of the din. He says, but like him, don't say Mishum the Sovereign the Blood Kosher, it's because that he held that the child is kosher. The Basa Ibkachov and the Eved Chadinli, because we go based on the Ibkachov and the Eved. In other words, what the father says is that maybe you could say that no, maybe the Gemara's question from Nida is also from the Din and not from the Metzias. And you could say that also the Mishnah Nida holds a Gabi Echidon, that they were Balim Ibkachov and the Eved. But the Gemara there holds that Akam Eved Ababa Israel, the Blood's going to be kosher. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be kosher, just not going to be a mamzer, because it's mesachas after the Abikachom Ne'ebed, which is like them. And therefore, that's why if the Megad, it's going to be kosher. And because the mesachas after the Akum Ne'ebed, therefore their kismein are tahar. They're not like we're saying mamzerim, they were toh. So, if the question is on Rechidism, it's from the din, because he holds that Akum Ne'ebed, Basur, the Vlad Mamzer, the Mishnah Mesach Zita holds it's kosher. Which is that the halacha is like a guy and not like a mamzer, but from the Matisse, there's no question that even in the Mishnah Masechta Nida holds that they were b'leim akum eved like a b'yechonon. So he says no, you can't say that because the mashma, because it sounds like that Mishnah the Asiyah Namikar Yehuda, it's also going like a Yehuda the Eid Berdeisha, In other words, only in the ratio of that Mishnah of calling some of them Rekim Tayrim was reviewed. The disagreeing holds is going to be Tameh, but the sake of the Mishnah that talks about Min Oibi Gacham is Tayrim, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Karchu, some of Rabbi Yehuda obviously has to hold. The Oibi Gacham of Evid Abba Bas Yisrael have Lad Mamzer. Can you finish the Le'el? Like we explained this previously already, that Le'el, Gabi Lamana, this is on the previous stuff, it's probably based on Maschel Malamana. By Malamana, but what do we find by Malamana? You can learn out from this. She can get some scholars here, so it becomes a halala. Now, if the Mishnah Masechet Nida held that Akam Evda Baba Yisrael, the Vlad is Mamzer, so why would the Kismain be Tar? Obviously, we could hold that Loibon Lim Akim and Evid. And if that's the case, because again, Rabbi Huda is in that halacha too. And therefore, if the Mishnah Masechet Nida disagrees with the Caesar Rabbi Yechanan that says that they were, if it's better to ask from that than to ask from Mishnah Eimer, which is just regarding the din, not regarding the mitzvahs of where they bought them or not. We could understand according to one that says that the problem was not the Shleima, because of the yields, etc. Which Tezis bothers us. If you're going to say, well, wait a second, if it's Abdi Shleima, literally the middle of time, Shleima says, why do you have to be concerned, as the Gemara explains, is it because of the children that are Mamzerim, that's why you have this problem, so you cannot accept Gerim. You should have said Mishnah Abdi Shleima, because Abdi Shleima themselves, because the Avod Masur Mishraelis. And you should say that's why you cannot be accepting Gerim from Tamrid, because the Avodim themselves. We can presume that the owners already gave up hope in getting those Avodim back. And the Bikl Mandam Pekar Shalech, he gave up the business. See, Ashton, playing the Avdi, if someone says, I gave up hope for my servant from ever coming back, in the talk of Get Shikr does not have to have a Get Shikr, and therefore over here, where they already gave up. So they're not like Avodim anymore. So there's no reason to prevent from accepting Gerim inside the Avodim themselves. So obviously, you have to say the reason is not because Mamzer, it's because the Avodim married Yisraelis before the owners were Miyash from them. And a child that comes from them is going to be a mamzer because that's why you cannot accept Gerim from the Talmud. And says the sugya over the Gemara goes, like we're saying over here, that Rabbi Yechon is late, that Rabbi Yechon holds, but although the two sugars go like that, the truth really seems that Rabbi Yechon holds the child is going to be kasha. Why? Because the Chavduch, the Kamel, we know that in general, the Gemara tells Rabbi Yechon is late, that Rabbi Yechon holds like an anonymous mission. And the Stam Mishnah, the Oim, and now the anonymous mission, the Kedush, the Zavah, the Zavah, the Zavah, the Holds, the Zavah, the Kasha, the child is going to be kasha. Now, I'm going to mention in Pergamon, although the Mishnah in Pergamon, later on, some of the Tevis and Bey, holds of Lad and Mamzu and Mehmed. But Kamokam Nira says, Tez is still a bit seemed, listen, Mektvea, Stom of the Mastin Oimer, to lie in the Namas Mishnah Oimer, Misham the Misan, you got Mehilchas of Besikit Kedushim, because it says by the, those are the halachas that are recorded, for the specific halachas, that are set, not just opinions, and therefore more definitive and more authoritative. And the kids of the Kurdish Hilkas of the Sikh by Gizal Kama, as the Gemara says in Babakam Kup Bezim et al. The Cholan of the Savri of Lad Mamzer, and now all those Mashiachs that say that know that the child is a Mamzer, says Taisa, Ask Kurbi Kiva, that's called like a Bikiva, that means Master Yuks, like the Gemara says, the Kedushan of Ayan Mabez, the Vesab the Kurbi Kiva, the Holy Kurbi Kiva, the one that says, Abu Kama Evra, Baba Shah, Lad Mamzer. And Master Nami Mashmi, actually, there it also sounds like the Abiyah, the Mishmah, Mishmah, Sabah, that a Lad Kasha, like we're saying, the Abiyah holds, as it says name Mishmah, that the child actually would be Kasha, not like a Bikiva. But then, since we're going to say, how does the Gemara resolve? Obviously, the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Mamzid, that Rabbi Kiva holds, yes, it is going to be Mamzid, but become Ebed. How do you know this? Maybe he learns out from the father's wife or from the Anusis Abib, where that's where the Pesukim are learned out, where it's right near the Pasuk of Le'ove Mamzid, Bekal Hashem, right next to that Pasuk that talks about Ish Ab and Anus Abib, to where it talks about the day, that there's no condition for him, Abalachrin, it talks about for others, it does take a affect the condition, meaning, even according to Bekiva, that he holds inkadushin taifas and mechibel lavin, maybe you could say that only those lavin, like Anus Zavib, kadushin not taifas for him, but for others it's taifas, the regular Yisraelim, and maybe only from this is going to be mamzer. Lafukihani, maybe they exclude the Evikacham, the Leitavs, the Leitavs, which they don't have kadushin that old, not for anyone. Maybe those type of chibel lavin, it would not be mamzer, because not similar to Anus Zavib. The Chikim, Mandom Pergachot, there is such an opinion brought later on the Mehmed Beis. But sometimes what it says is what you can say is no, because the Tam Behedim Pergamon we have in Mishnah explicitly later on in some lesson base that says that we come have the Baba Sava Mamzer. Well, of course, Rabbi Kiva, that has to be like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva would never be the Vlad as a Mamzer, because the old Kedushin is Taifas. But then, so if the time may begin to say, Bishlam Ebed have Mamzer, I'm saying from Ebed, it's going to be Mamzer, the Ebed, Ekalab, because at least it's a Lab. And Rabbi Kiva holds that the Kedushin are Taifas and Lab, David, the Chalk, can be Mamzer. And my mamza, why from my mamza is jogging me mamza, but best in Shem goes. That was a decree of the courts of Shem. But biblically, from my mamza, it's a permitted bia. So why would you say that the child's gonna be a mamza? So since today's bishlam, you could say is the avak of the bia is hetim and the raisa b'tzin. Although biblically, it's permitted as a bia discreetly. But there's a different element. Forget about that. There's no chiv alav, but ultimately, kedushin not typhus. Have a mamza, can my be therefore that would make the child a mamza like by evet. Because that further, Shimna Timni Haimadim, Shimna Timni, who disagrees, would agree that it would be Ilam Mashuk like Tabas Bakadushin, like the Devil of the Krini, because he just holds that has to be exactly like a Nuz of, which is only for him, but for others permitted. And here it's not similar to that because it's not permitted for everyone. But if not for that, he would hold that it would be a Mamza. Why? Because again, it's not about the love. It's about the effect that the kedushin is not taifas. And b'holdem ebed have a mamza l'rekiba. So since the according to rekiba from ebed is a mamza, avagav to the tavas of kedushin lo yedidibul akrin. Although it's actually not sometimes nuzav because by ebed it's not kedushin tavas, not by him and not for others. So holdem ebed kachavim said it would apply to ebed kachavim that even though there's no love in their eyes, but still the child would be a mamza because again the primary thing is the kedushin not taifas, and here also the kedushin not taifas. Or, you know, another person could say is actually no. That the truth is, it is dependent on the love, and there's no love by Ebukachavim. But Ebukachavim, Mamza, Mandrabban, right? When we're saying we'd be Mamza, only be rabbinically. And Bachamokam, Maska, Ebukachavim, Akabab, we only mention Ebukachavim secondary to that of Ebbet, which is biblically a Mamza. Kamash Maska, Chalutza, Agab Yerusha, Agab Gurusha, Bachaduchti, we find many times that it mentions Chalutza, we only rabbinic, secondary to the Gurusha, which is biblical, in many places of Ba'ilin, not like in Mercy's Makas, Delphi, Mamav. But since it's Berishanika, the primary interpretation is the first pshat, and not the second pshat that was saying that Ayvu Kacham is only Mamzim Drabban. Next test master at the beginning of the Gemara, Pasuk Zed, this Pasuk, Sado Ilm Amr, the master of the world, the minister of the world says this. Now, Kashra Bentham finds this difficult. Why? Because the Asa Payet, the one who makes the Piyutim and the Yaitzeris of Simchas Torah, says the following words, Asar Hamasharis, Nar Nikra. This sar that serves is called Nar, the youth. Who mitatran hanichba benar? This is the honorable and awesome mitatran. Now, so it says Alma mitatran husara oilam shnikar Nar, as it's obvious from the piyut. Now, the problem is a piyut achar yosem, and another piyut he founded, that toik of mitatran, the thrust is of mitatran, the sar hanepech la'esh mebasa, he's the minister that turned to fire from flesh. Which was meaning at one point he was a human. Mashma the Chanechu Metatron. Sounds like Chanechu was Metatron, who he was the one who became like a malach straight from being a human. Now, v'yev shishiyeh Chanechu Saron, the problem is Chanechu cannot be the Saro Elam. Because the paragraph of the Chavis Gimor Chul Nav Samach Malav, Amit says, the Rishis, remember the Ishis, in the 6th, the question, Pasach Saro Elam, Amit says, Yismach Hashem Amai, so let Hashem rejoice in his handiwork. Chanechu Lahib Amai Saro Ishis, he was later on in history. So this says, Rishis, because the Metatron is the Saro Elam. You're right, Metatron not the Saro Elam. But the nikkur is Nar. This is called Nar. Let me show the Sim Nar Yisiv Gamz Gandhi, which is that he was always around. El Nashu Kenai Shemay, that's because that was his name. And in the Psikta, we find the Ches Shemesh Matachin from the eight names of Matachin, Maidin, Nami Nar. One of the names was Nar. Maidin, more with the Agad, the Chalukas, was really the Agadic teachings disagree with each other. Because the Bridge is Rabba, Yeshem, some say the Chanuch Mesa, actually Chanuch died. You know I mean? Like the Targum on the words Kilokachos that he took him, and Bridge says, hey, the Targum is Homus, yes, he killed him. And Bereshim is like the Zerth Mashma. In the beginning, Masech the Rebbe sounds like the next guy, the Gan Eden Mechayev, that he went to Gan Eden in his life, and he didn't die. So therefore, you could say that the truth is Matatrin is a Sar Olam, like it sounds like from the fact that it's called Nar, and Chanuch was Matatrin, like it says in the second period. And even so, it's not difficult from Bereshim Bereshim that the Sar Olam opened up, because you could say that and that Gemara that holds that he died obviously disagrees and holds that Chanuch was Matatrin. Next test master begin with the Gemara. Ibukachavim shekiddush masman hazeh. A non-Jew who does kedushin in today's times, kedushin kedushin, you have to be concerned with kedushin chayin b'chulu. We have to be concerned that such like the Gemara explains. Now, Pesach because Rashi explains why. Because Iksava he holds Ibedes kachavim sheyeldim Yisrael when the non-Jewish woman gives birth from a Jewish man. Avlan mamza, the child is going to be a mamza, and that is not like they're not Jewish. But kedushin kedushin mamza, you have to be concerned for kedushin, but from that of a mamza. This is there's a tame, it's a wonder because the Rakam Mishnah is Mukha. For many Mishnah is obvious. The Emissi Achas Alachara, that the Yichus of that child is only after the non Jewish mother, and it's like a non Jew, not like a Mamzer. It's not like common parak Bez, like learn later on Mishnah in the second period of Chobez and Lav, Mishish Leben, become Mokamor, but as a son in any situation. Paytash is of an Yibim exempts the father's wife from Yibim. Chutz, except me, she's like, Minashev, come and have his grafen. Because, again, it's not considered his child. And so, to turn on the pergamum, you can do something that's the blood shevcha by his grafen, come on, so the child of shevcha and the eye by his grafen is like her. But lo yabba mam, it's not a mam. But since there's a new like Kashuk, that would seem to not be so difficult, because the Han the Mishnah is every, those Mishnahs hold, that we come never by myself, blood kosher. And what the Ibcha say to the other way around, if Yisrael is born, the shevcha by his grafen, blood's going to be kosher, which is a guy kosher. And therefore, when the Megayir is going to be kosher, so since those Mishnayos hold that it's a Ivy Kacham, so therefore that's why we're not concerned with the Kedushin, but that's not like Rav Asi, because Rav Asi is a Rav Akiva. But then he says in Kedushin Davis with Yulam, and therefore Vavlam Nam is a Rav Kacham Mabed. But why then? Simply be Habal Shem Chavar Tz Kachabim, like the way Rashi is saying. But Taisa actually disagrees. But there it would seem the Temnit Rabbi Huda Rav Asi is actually Mishum Bonus. Is actually because of the daughters, and not because of the men who took the non-Jewish women, rather the opposite way. And, but less than, he does not hold, in contrast to the Gemara later on, that Bansa the Hadara, it started that the women of that generation, the Jewish women, that their wombs torn, that they weren't able to have children. No, it's not true. And they could certainly from them. And Makarach, and obviously that Rabbi Yechon and Dama also, when Rabbi Yechon says that Bakul and Absul, that they're all to be Absul, not that because they had relations with a non-Jewish woman, because the Perek Sheni, the second Perek, later on, that the child that you have from a non-Jewish woman is not called your son, rather her son. So you have to say something like we're saying here with Avasi, that it's because of the women that he's saying that they're all apostle. And you know, here most of the list, you have to say, he also doesn't hold it's the that their wombs had torn at the time of the Korban. Now the problem is, Rabbi Gamliel Yehuda, who he's saying this teaching name of Avasi Isla Bechutz Hills later on, the child is kosher, and if he's kosher, so he's a guy. So how can we concern with the condition? You have to say, how come Shmuel Avasi come here? He was just saying the name of Avasi. Avasi holds that the Akum Evel Bavos Rav Bar Mamzer, and therefore Yechayim Kedushin, but he doesn't hold like that. Can you say some Asta? Beginning of the Gemara, Beduchta Dikvi. He was talking about where in a place where they're permanent. So. What does that mean? So that means to say that they're permanent because the Beduchtai, that means in their place, the majority is from the 10 tribes, and therefore we're concerned. But like a bunch of people, because not like Rashi explained, from the whole Kavu, because of it's permanent, so it's like a 50-50 automatically, even if they're minority. So it says, because the Azal Ihu Lagabo, because if he's going to Har, called the Parish Mudu, because you're already going to say the halacha of whatever comes the majority, because it's being Parish. Because I mean, Parish said, Perikam, the Ksubas, that's Love Madal, where that's only if it's stationary. But here, if the gentile is going to be Mekadosh, the woman, even if it's from the same town, that's already called the Paddish. And therefore, you wouldn't have to be concerned with Kedushin. Obviously, it's because that, like Tais is saying, the Kavur just means to say that they were the majority, and therefore you have to be Chayshah for his Kedushin.